MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with John Gilchrist. He's Chief Investment Officer at PSG Asset Management. John, appreciate the early morning time. The phrase, the market is not the economy, is not a new phrase, but it has certainly sort of proved itself locally over the last year or so. We've had a spectacular return, yet aside from load shedding, not much has actually changed in our economy at all. And it kind of does prove that adage, focus on the market. The economy is a whole separate beast.
Morning, Simon. Exactly. I mean, if we were to put ourselves a year ago, even a little bit further than a year ago, back in early 2024, you know, since then, we've seen the All Share Index up 25.2% over the year to June. Despite the economy really disappointing, we're looking at probably 1.5%, somewhere around that, most economists would agree on, for the year. So despite that anemic economy, we've had great All Share Return Index returns.
And what it teaches us, and it's a lesson which I often need to come back to, is that cash is frankly seldom the answer. Even, you know, we go back a year ago, we go back 2 or 3 years ago, and in many cases it seemed like, I mean, cash has done a good return in the bond market, but it's often not the answer, because equities is where it is for the long-term investor.
That's exactly right. And what we time and time again see, and all of us face this to a lesser or greater extent, is that we focus on the risks that are clear and tangible and out there. And if we look over the last couple of years, there's been so many things that have really been top of mind for investors, whether it be COVID, whether it be the inflation scare. We've got two significant wars raging. And in South Africa, there's a lot of political uncertainty, the focus around the GNU. There's lots to really sort of distract one and keep one pessimistic. But what we find is if you have pessimism, what we tend to forget is that is often reflected already in the markets. And a pessimistic scenario, especially when combined with lower valuations, can often be an incredible springboard to excellent, excellent returns. So when one is feeling pessimistic, that's maybe the time to look and make sure that you aren't defaulting to cash, because often that's the exact worst decision to make at that time.
Yeah, another cliche comes to my mind, darkest before the dawn. And I appreciate it's not always easy to do, but it is often the right response. And you, I mean, we've had excellent returns locally, I mean, driven in large part by our gold miners. But, you know, we were chatting Standard Bank a minute ago with my previous guest. Those were really good numbers. And there is still, I mean, it's not a case of South African investors can sort of shut up shop and say the returns are in. You're saying there's still opportunity out there to get some fair returns.
There still are excellent opportunities. And once again, if we have a look over the last couple of years, you mentioned gold, and that's certainly been a strong performer over more than 1 year. If we go back over 3 years, Anglo Gold is up close to 60% per year over that period. So fantastic returns there. But if we have a look at the platinum counters, for example, towards the end of last year, they were basically left for dead. And we've seen exceptional returns out of the likes of Northam and what is now called Volterra has also done reasonably well. And that whole complex has actually delivered well, even though a lot of people would have, as I said, not wanted to invest in that. And similarly, towards the end of last year, MTN, Telkom were also not seen as particularly exciting. And they've delivered fantastic returns over the last sort of year and year to date. So when we're looking forward, we're still seeing some very, very good opportunities. As you mentioned, your previous guest was talking about Standard Bank. Across the banking complex, we use that as a sort of proxy for liquid SA Inc. And they still are looking good. You know, you're looking at dividend yields of anywhere from 5.5% to 8% across the complex, and expected earnings growth of probably a high single digit. So that gives a very, very good starting point just from an earnings perspective, let alone any potential re-rating. And when you look a little bit more broadly and a little bit into the idiosyncratic opportunities, there are some really good opportunities out there and at very, very low multiples. So despite the pessimism, there are still opportunities to be had.
Hey, while I got you in the answer, I'm going to pick your brain because it's the one I get asked around a lot. The clothing sector, we saw them have a spectacular 2024. I'm thinking the Fashini Group, I'm thinking Mr. Price and others. They really did go in a tear. It was expectations of lower inflation, lower interest rates, two-pot money. but it's been a horror 2025. Is that a place worth having a look at, a sector worth digging into?
Once again, it's about picking your winners and really getting into the nuts and bolts of it. Obviously, the Fashini Group did well and has come off quite aggressively. And that is, once again, something that we then have a look at when that price is down significantly. We start looking at what's in the price and what's the opportunity from there. So across that sector, very, very selective, but we are still seeing some good opportunities and some that, once again, the price sometimes does the work for you, and it takes it from something that is not necessarily super exciting to something that you need to really spend some time on and look into.
Yeah, it's that digging, and it comes back to the point at the top of the conversation. When things are gloomy, when things are scary, that's perhaps when you go and do your digging. That's your opportunities, and that's where you're going to find some outsized returns. We leave it there, John Gilchrist, Chief Investment Officer, PSG Asset Management. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.